Summit County Public Information official Chriselle Greenwood says they're not declaring flood stage on Cutter Lane at this point, but they are watching it carefully because the water is flowing over the culvert onto the roadway.
But it's going down the side of the road and hitting the storm drain. But the issue is it's a lot of water right now. And so with that water being on the street, what's happening is cars are coming through, they are hitting it and creating a splash as high as their car. And that splash is all landing in this homeowner's front yard.
The canal runs along the bike trail off Cutter Lane. It's about 5 feet deep. Greenwood estimates the amount of water in there now is about 4 feet. Summit County Emergency Manager Chris Crowley was on site at the canal. He says with cold weather coming in over the weekend, it will slow the runoff a bit, but expects it to resume when the temperature's warm.
So far, we haven't seen, we haven't heard from anybody complaining about significant flooding. All of the wetlands are saturated. That's one of the challenges at Cutter Lane, for instance, and more water is coming.
Sandbags are limited to 20 per resident, and they can be picked up at the Summit County Public Works Department at 1755 South Hoytsville Road in Wanship. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If there is a flood emergency, contact Summit County Dispatch at 911. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.